Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 346 of She Podcast. I am your co-host, Jessica Kupferman. With me, as always, the very lovely and talented Elsie Escobar.
It is me. It is me.
It is her. Happy Valentine's Day for those of you who are watching live with us. Thank you for being here. We are in our typical Valentine's attire where I am decked in red with red lipstick, a red sweater, pink glasses like a total dork, and Elsie is wearing gray and black pajama shirt.
It says love
with Mickey Mouse. No, it does say love, but at first I was like, what the hell are you wearing?
Listen, also, I've never really been a fan of this holiday. It's not like
you don't have to be a fan of Valentine's Day to dress up for what? Why do you need to be a fan? It's just about love. Love, exciting,
anyway,
and new.
I have...
you know that song? Come aboard. Listen. We're expecting you.
Oh, the love boat.
She knows it.
Promises. I did know that one. Listen, in El Salvador, every Sunday, my grandparents would watch that in their room, and we would all come and watch it when the love boat was on. So I do know that. And Solid Gold.
Solid Gold. Oh, the dancers were I watched that religiously. Imagine, yes, little Elsie and little Jessica somewhere on opposite ends of the country.
I know.
Watching the Solid Gold dancers
in
their skimpy outfits and ginormous hair.
It was so amazing.
I love that. It was. That was a great show. Great show. Marilyn McCoo. I wanted to be her. So
I remember that. That's right.
And John and Rick Dennett, Rick Dees, right? I think that's Rick Dees and Marilyn McCoo. Anyway,
matter. And we used to watch the Osmonds.
Oh, I never watched that.
We watched the Osmonds every single, like Donnie and Marie.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Saturday night? No, it was Sunday because it was at my
It's churchy.
One grandparent's house. It was hilarious. And then watching them dance, it was just great. They had lots of really fun things. Anyway.
Yes. Okay, we've got a great show for you today, so why don't we jump right into it with...
We're actually doing feedback. We're starting up with feedback from the last episodes, and then we're just going to move from it. So number one, we got called out because we said in episode 344 that GRE was a journalist. That would be Joe Rogan, and he is not a journalist.
What exactly did I say?
You said because he is a journalist. That was those were your words.
Well, I think what I meant to say was he's part of the media.
Well,
that like it or not, he's a media mogul.
Right. But not a journalist. And actually, so yes, you said that. And then when I was editing, when I was like listening back, I heard you say that. And I was like, he's not, though. And I thought that.
But
and
wait
I thought,
a minute. If you interview people, are you not, if you're interviewing someone for information, how are you not a journalist?
Jess, he's a comedian. Okay. I would have deleted that. I was going to put the shoe out. I really wanted to put it out. I heard it and I was like, I don't know if I should leave. Like, I literally had that moment when I just was like, forget it. I'll just put it in there. Because usually whenever something is not, he's not a journalist. He is not a journalist. Journalism is a thing. It's a profession. It's a thing you do. It's a thing you abide by. You abide by specific ways of doing things. And JRE is not. He is not that. He is a comedian and he has a podcast. You could say he's a podcaster.
But to Stevie's point, can you be a comedian if you're not funny?
Hey, stop. We're not going to talk about him anymore. No more airtime for this man.
Jenny said, I wouldn't argue. I'm a journalist and I do an interview show where I educate people on an issue. How is that different than his show when he's doing those episodes?
I wouldn't argue. I'm a journalist and I do interview. Well, because Jenny's, do you know what Jenny's show is? Yes, you know what Jenny's show is.
Of course.
She does due diligence.
What makes you think he doesn't do due diligence?
Oh, my God.
Of course he does.
Listen, we're not talking about this anymore.
Of course he does due diligence.
I don't want to talk about him.
He knows everything about those people before they step on that show.
Look at this. Jenny said, no, I'm not a journalist. See?
She's saying, I wouldn't argue I'm a journalist. Oh. Well, you know what? You are, though. You're part of the media. You're getting a story. You may not be employed by a journalism company. All right, I'm just saying for devil's advocate, okay? He's not a professional journalist, I know. He's a stupid-ass comedian, I get it.
Yes.
But
no, he's just not a journalist. He is a comedian with a podcast.
But also, you should know that journalistic integrity is like, really blurry these days, as yes. you know, much different than 30 years ago when they had a specific integrity they had to uphold. They don't now. They can be very editorial and say whatever opinion they want. So I don't see him as that much difference. But let's move on, shall we?
Yes, we are not going to talk about this. No more. And no more. I ban this conversation for at least a year.
I forget why it's a hot button of saying he is or isn't a journalist.
Because he's whatever. Not.
Why does it matter if I said that or not?
Because that's also misinformation. That is giving him a title that is not his to own.
The only title he has is podcaster. How's that?
Exactly. That's his title. He's a podcaster / comedian. He's not a journalist.
Would you say interviewer?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I was trying to say.
Yeah, that's it. But not a journalist.
That's a journalistic practice.
No, it's a... But it, Jess, no.
Would you call...
oh, my God. Is this where we're going to
Geraldo Rivera, when he was doing the Geraldo show? Journalism?
Journalism, not when he was doing the Geraldo show.
Jerry Springer, journalism or not?
No, he wasn't a journalist. These are not journalists. Journalists are going, why are you calling them a journalist?
Well, they think of the... I know Geraldo thinks of himself as a journalist. Oprah was a journalist.
He did back in the day. Yes, absolutely. Back in the day, they did do stuff like that, for sure.
But the show, you don't think is journalism. I mean, it might be salacious.
We're not talking about this anymore. He is not a journalist.
She hates me so
the
much
end.
Right now.
Okay. I do, because this is... It's like, all right. What is that thing that our children do, Jess? The one that I do and you are doing to me right now.
Oppositional
defiance. This is what this is. This is oppositional defiance in the raw.
Yes, it is oppositional. I am being oppositional on purpose and for no good reason. She's nailed it.
So I'm like, it's like just the other day. Now my child has learned. She wants this one thing and she will not stop. She wants it. She wants it. She wants it every night. And then we have this like huge blowout. And then the other day, she sits down and she goes, I am determined to ask for this every day.
You should have been like, get ready for disappointment.
No, I know. I actually did. I was very sweet to her and I said, but I'm still going to say no. Like I was not talking down to her. I was like, seriously, just super. But I mean, you're welcome to do this, but the answer is still going to be no. And it really was, I don't want you to get all wound up over these things anymore because it's a no. So.
Any other feedback that you guys need to address?
Oh, yes, we do. We do have feedback. Okay, so that was feedback number one. Number two, we got a little bit of feedback from Daniel Lewis when we were talking about that other tool that I don't remember what it was called, from Chartable or somebody. Somebody made a thing.
No, it was Refonic, maybe.
No, it was not Refonic.
His thing is called Introducing LoveThePodcast.com, a smart and easy way to get more ratings and reviews. The right links for your audience. Only a few apps allow ratings and reviews. LoveThePodcast.com automatically displays only those options that work on their device. So what were we talking about?
We were talking about Rate This Podcast, and we talked about it on episode 342. And we talked about that, and we remember we were like, oh, this is kind of neat because people can just do one tap and they can review your show in all of these different ways. And it was easy. And then we discussed paying for it. And then I said something like, this is great for people who like that, but I wouldn't pay for this service myself, but it's nice. And then Daniel said, I do the same thing. It's the same type of service that I have for my podcast reviews, but it's called lovethepodcast.com. And in it, you can just leave reviews. That's it. The end. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. I mean, it's a very nice service. Let's say if we had this service, we would say like, hey, if you really love this show, you can leave us a review. Head over to lovethepodcast.com/shepodcast. And it automatically would pop up with the right place where somebody could leave a review, whether you're on Android or whether you're on iOS or whether you're on desktop or however. It is so smart to be able to do that, which is phenomenal. And then he also has another pretty link, if you will, that is called followthepodcast.com. And so in followthepodcast.com, it is just a little pretty link maker of your show so people can subscribe or follow your show wherever they want. So they would, we would say, follow the podcast.com/youpodcasts. And you can listen to our show and subscribe however you like to listen to podcasts. So it could be, so when you go to that URL, you'll see Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And, you know, it's kind of like pod.link and all of those other services. All of this is available through my podcast reviews. So just wanted to give that out to folks. And yes, it is. These are both paid products. And you get all kinds of other interesting things behind the scenes. So if you pay for my podcast reviews, I believe this is all part of the bundle. And I think the least expensive choice is $50 a year to get all of this fun stuff. Okay. And now we have some feedback from Patrick.
Hey, this is Patrick Keller of the Big Seance Podcast. And this message is for Elsie and Jessica. And I'm here to tell you, I have an important request. It's so important. It is an emergency. And that is that you both need to do the Celine Dion challenge.
It's not happening. Use your families.
I totally want to see your families do this. I think that would be hilarious. The other day, I watched Celine Dion challenge videos for like 3 hours. And I was like in tears. I just love them.
They
and I can
funny.
Totally see you two doing them. No. So jump on like Reels or TikTok no. or something and
Never.
Make a cool Celine Dion challenge. And I need all the other She Podcasters to encourage or pressure them to do it because I want to no. see it. I think it would be fun. That no. is all. Peace out. Bye.
No.
I haven't seen it either. Like, you sent it to me and I couldn't even be bothered to click through. So actually,
Elsie, that's ridiculous.
What do you mean that's ridiculous?
I wanted you to see it.
I know, but it's like sometimes I don't have time.
Okay, well, guess what?
You got time now.
Now you're going to make me watch it. Mind you, there are people who are listening. For those of you who really would like to us to do the Celine Dion challenge, is that what it's called?
Yes. Oh, I see. I know which one you're talking about.
So you're supposed to like...
Oh, coming back to
oh,
me.
Oh, okay. So does somebody bring you in?
Yeah.
Like, well, and you're all you covered to, up?
No. It's the build up.
And then you go... Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Yeah. Okay. Look, she's got a broom, for fuck's sake.
She has a broom and she's...
But so there's no... It always has to do with like, at this part, they take off the coat and the wind starts somehow.
Oh, okay.
Does she have wind? Yeah, here it goes. There's the leaf blower.
Oh.
Every time the wind has to start.
Oh, it's the wind. Okay, I see. All right. There's wind involved. And like, I.
It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's not happening. I'm not. I would never. I cannot. And I will
might
not.
Consider it. I have to really think about it.
Who's going to blow the wind on you?
I don't know, but I like the leaf blower. If we have a leaf blower, I don't even know. We might have a leaf blower. Or it would have, I don't think I even have, what do you call that? A hair dryer. Oh, yes, I do. I do have a hair dryer.
Oh, you can use a hair dryer, I think. But a leaf blower is a really big wind gust.
Yeah, you're partial to the broom, Mike.
I mean,
says,
we have mics.
Bunny.
Why would I use a broom? I have 17 mics here.
Because we wouldn't be doing it in the here. We would have to be like outside. Or something.
No, it's they do it in the house. I have a video.
Oh.
I had a video, a TikTok, of the making of this. And there's three guys behind
the
camera.
Yeah.
Right? So the girl's sitting there. She's got a coat on. And she had like a hat on. And they've got two.
They got one guy opening the garage.
Well, no. This one, there's a young woman there. And they got the ring light and everything set up. So there's two guys with broomsticks. And they have like fishing line on there. So when she does this, the hat comes off, the jacket comes off, and then the guy grabs the hair dryer and he's blowing her hair back, and she's singing into this thing. And when they, and then at the end, he takes one of those things that pops like confetti,
yeah.
and it's falling down on her and all. And I thought to myself, oh my God, all this to make a 45-second TikTok.
Yep.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Yep. It's like 10 seconds.
I'd consider it, but it will take a lot of planning. I mean, it's not something I'd be like, I'm going to go. I mean, remember when you asked me to do those one reels? Like, it took me 2 days to get you, like,
yeah.
10 seconds of audio.
Yeah, like, I, yeah. Plus,
or video.
I need a dress for that. I need a sequin dress.
Oh, my gosh. But thank you, Patrick, for sending that in. And,
just
hey, if people ask enough, if you want to, I don't know, I wish we had like some kind of charity, like a charity event.
You'd like to come over and help me record it, blow the shit in my face and play the music for me. Maybe I'll consider it, but you know, it is a lot of production.
Oh my God.
I don't have the time nor the wherewithal to do that video for no reason. I mean, not that it's no reason just because you want it. It's just no reason because how's that even remotely? Whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm not doing it. I can't do it.
I'd
sooner sing it myself at a karaoke bar.
Oh, my God.
Then do it for TikTok. It's crazy talk. All right. Anyway.
I would have to. Okay. So anyway, let's. There's a job opening.
Yeah. Flintstone Media. Our friend Jemmy Ligonier is doing. She's hiring at her company, Flintstone Media. And we'll have the link in the show notes if you want to check it out. But basically, the role is. It's business administration for her podcast company, 10 hours of work per week and will quickly escalate to full time. As responsibilities grow, the task will mostly be administrative. The vision for the person in this role is to learn the ins and outs of the business side of podcasting, eventually evolving into our future position of business manager. And in particular, through work with Flintstone, there will be opportunities for fun and light travel. The ideal person is a go-getter. And a passion for both business and podcasting. So check it out. It's exciting that she's hiring for staff. And congratulations to you, Jemmy. And she would be probably delightful to work for.
Totally. Absolutely. All right. And now moving on to our discussion part. Everything is on a theme. I just realized. Firstly, I found how Acast, I found this article on gal-dem.com. talking about Acast, how Acast is supporting the next generation of podcasters. And in reading this article, I realized that Acast is doing so much good stuff here for podcasters in general, especially producers that often don't get, you know, the cash to be able to produce things. So I'm going to have that link in the show notes. But the thing that is addressed in this article is what they're doing, which is called Acast Amplifier. And it's sort of like the Sound Up boot camp kind of thing without, they'll have like all kinds of extra things going on for there. For them, it says that, you know, the Acast Amplifier is a new podcast incubator program launched to discover and mentor the next generation of podcast talent. So you get an opportunity to pitch yourself in acastamplifier.com and develop your ideas, be able to get as much support as you as they possibly can by talking with you to get that idea off the ground there. Now, the interesting thing here is that one of the key things that I noticed when I was looking at the bottom is that here's the key thing that a lot of people often ask when these things come up. Quote, this is from the page. The three winners will have full ownership of all IP we create after they are selected, audio, design, original music, and copy. For the avoidance of doubt, each applicant shall retain any and all intellectual property rights in and to any idea submitted. So feel safe that if somebody is not going to run with this, it is £2,500 grant to get started. They get free hosting for life with Acast. They get an equipment package, the MV7, which you see right here, podcast kit, 24 hours of free audio, a studio time at Pirate, which is I assume it's a UK studio, a free license of Adobe Audition, support on artwork and design from Crack Magazine and CC & Co. Scripting, editing, and audio support from Crack Magazine and CC & Co. Support on delivery, hosting, and monetization from Acast. And advice and mentoring from the Acast Amplifier panel. So this looks like very amazing. I believe that this is open from January 25th and they close on March 14th. So if this is you and you have an idea and you want some support, do it. I'm not sure if this is UK only. That's one thing I didn't really read on, but it might be everyone, everywhere, I think. But that's a pretty extensive, all the things. They get all the things.
That's awesome.
I know. Yay. So that's something to think about. And then there was this other thing that I saw from Australia. The Jesse Cox Audio Fellowship wants you to tell your Aussie story. And that one's got a $15,000 prize money for it, for whoever wins. Mm-hmm. And you will get an year-long professional development program, mentorship, and networking opportunities, professional introductions, and other various aspects of support relevant to their targeted niche.
Very nice.
So there's that. And so all again, all links to all of this, if this is you, will be available to you in the show notes, which finally brought me to our friend Danielle Corbett or Desire Corbett. From WOC Podcasters, and she has started a Substack. And she now, I just saw on Twitter, has surpassed the 400-person subscription, which is amazing. So what Danielle has done is she's creating a Substack / newsletter that is grants for creators. And so what she is doing is focusing on looking for as much cash out there that is out in the space so that she can compile it into one newsletter. And then you get the gift of having just coming to your inbox and you get all of that curated for you. So she's finding the cash. She is sharing it with you. You can click through again, links all in the show notes, and sign up. Now, here's the kicker here. Yes, of course, this is free, but it is on Substack. So if you do want to pay Danielle for her time in doing this work for you, you can sign up and pay, because it's a Substack. So you can definitely do that. And if you're wondering like, oh, I don't know. There are some free, like not free, but past editions of what she's got on there. You can read them and you can see that it's no joke. She spends quite a bit of time curating grants, writing competitions, paid opportunities, like leadership fellowships. Like it's not just grants for podcasts. It's like all cash for creators.
It's pretty awesome, right?
It is phenomenal. So good for her. I am super stoked with that.
I think we need to tell you about Linktree before we go.
Oh, yes.
Because we cannot forget that. Linktree is the one way that is the best way to share links with your followers, especially on social media. So all that copy pasting where you go here, go over there, download this app, that app. That is a thing of the past thanks to Linktree. With Linktree, creators, brands, and businesses can build custom launch pads for their digital lives. You can share links, embed new videos, direct fans to a shop, even collect tips all in one place. So if you go to linktree.com, you can get 3 free months of Linktree Pro with the coupon code SHEPODCAST. So run, don't walk to do that. And I wanted to tell you about my podcast biz really quick. If you go to shepodcast.com, my podcast biz, you can check out the 90-day certification program for being a podcast manager. You'll learn every skill, strategy, and mindset hack to achieve your ideal lifestyle of freedom and balance while working from home. Definitely check this out if you want to work remotely. Being a podcast manager is flexible, financially freeing, fulfilling. So don't forget to check out shepodcast.com/mypodcastbiz. They also have a Facebook group too on this page. So check that out if you were interested in having a career in podcasting. Woohoo!
Now this might be some breaking news. You want me to break it to you?
Break it, baby!
All right, here we go. Spotify and Amazon consider takeover bids for podcast platform Audioboom.
What?
Oh my God! Spotify and Amazon are mulling potential takeover bids for London-listed podcasting platform Audioboom, which has enjoyed a surge in revenues through the pandemic, according to reports. So this sounds really bad. Check this out. This sentence. The two tech giants have been circling the London-listed firm in recent weeks and could launch bids this month. It sounds like they're like these birds that are just circling around wanting to make the purchase. So anyway, a formal approach could still fail to materialize according to the sources, and it was not clear how the firms would react to the public disclosure of their interest. Anyway, I will put a link in the show notes for that because I just happened to see this come by, and that is a very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting for me. And speaking of, though, I feel like I kind of want to know a little bit from you, Jess, because you have been very active in creating TikToks.
I have. What's up?
And so I am curious as to how it's going for you and how it feels for you to create TikToks, because they're hilarious, by the way.
Thank you.
So there's that layer that I kind of want to talk about. But then possibly, which I don't know about, how are they actually doing? Like, is it worth it, right? And when do you say yay or nay? But anyway, go ahead. I'd like to hear your take on, you've been creating TikToks. I'd love to hear your process.
So the process has been watch a bunch of reels and TikToks and start saving audios of ones that you think could apply to your life or, you know, I don't want to say your business because I'm going to assume you don't have a business. I was just going to say, because I don't have a business, but I do have a business, but our business is the community. So it's like, what applies to podcasting? What applies to this, you know, my audience and the things that they would find funny? And even if it's completely off the map, you know, like, for example, there's one I just did that was like, you know, I love it when people think that I act like I don't give a shit because I'm not acting. That applies to almost everybody, but it's like specifically our...
That was my favorite.
Specifically, our audience will appreciate that. So I find little things like that. And then when I... So at first it was like when I had a free moment, which was never, I would do one. And then I realized like, okay, if I can do my hair and makeup twice a week, then I will be able to do TikToks on those days. And so it just so happens that, you know, Monday, because we record, I do my makeup and my hair and I shower and all the things. So before and after we record, I try to bang some out. So I maybe do like six at a time, which, you know, is like a couple weeks worth. They're not going to do all of them in one shot. And right now, the ones that trend the most are under 10 seconds. So not only is it easy to find those, but it's like, it's really easy to do them. You know, I only have to do it like, I want to say 17 times because that's a joke, but like four times, you know, 7 seconds, depending on what it is, can be a lot of recording if you can't remember what the hell it is you're trying to say. So there's remembering what it is. There's being in sync with what it is, which is right. also difficult. And then there's looking into the camera versus not looking into the camera. Those are the three things that I struggle with, meaning this is why I have to do it so many times. So I don't practice though. I just do it. I turn it on. I use a timer and then I just do it. I fuck it up. I delete that. I do it again. I fuck it up. I delete that. I do it again. And I just keep doing it until there's only one piece I'm getting wrong. And then I can just be like, you know, I can either write out the script, which is bad because now I know when I write up the script, I'm like, I look down. I also have to make sure that you can't see me like touching the phone to turn the thing on and off. Like it's tricky. So there are certain things that I struggle with. But as far as like doing them, they've been really fun. There's only one that I've done with like tricks. Like I'm moving my head to side and going up and down. That part was fun, but like I really want more tricks. Like and also like everyone does these like transformation ones where you're not wearing any makeup and your hair looks like balls, and then woo woo, all of a sudden you're gorgeous. Yeah, like I don't have the wherewithal to do those before shots. I never think of it before. I actually thought of it this morning because I used a brush and brushed all my hair and I was like, this would be hilarious as a before shot because it was like Diana Ross huge.
Yeah.
But other than that, I never think to do that, like to do a before. So I don't know if I'll ever be one of those people, but I want to learn how to do, you know, just shots where I'm either two different people talking to myself, or I don't know. I'd like to branch out a little bit more. Right now I'm just doing 7 second snippets and so far they've been fun and funny. People tell me they're funny. I mean, I don't know how many of the ones I've showed you recently have gone live. But here's what I will say. The social media team that we work with is constantly asking me to do more because they say it's the most well-performing social media we put out. And then I had a meeting the other day with our Facebook ad manager, and they said that it will by far be the most thing. That's the thing in all ads that's performing the best. So you do TikToks, whichever one goes haywire, that's the one you use for an ad. And you start running traffic to it all the time. So I don't know that they've done a lot of TikTok advertising, but we're going to try it with that just to see which ones do well for She Podcasts. And then we're going to sort of like blast them out, especially if they're like promos for the membership or promos for the event, things like that. So if you haven't done them yet, just know that you're missing out on your best performing social media. And in my case, it's probably because they're funny, because I think if I was like, here's three tips in podcasting, like,
yes.
I can't look at a camera without being funny. So I would either be doing it sarcastically. I mean, I can teach because I do teach, but like not as a 15-second TikTok. If it's 15 seconds, I have to be ridiculous and then get out.
Yeah.
That's just my thing. I mean, Elsa, you could probably teach.
The thing that stops me from doing that is the actual logistics. Where am I going to sit? Where is the camera going to be? How I'm going to do the process of it? And exactly what you're talking about, either I do that with this camera too, with my little, with the phone camera. When I was doing like my own little, I did a whole thing for 100 days leading to my 50th birthday. I actually finished that project. I just haven't edited it together. So I do have, like all of that. But what sucked with me is that every time I turned the camera on, I would forget where the camera was. And so I was looking at the opposite side.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to do that. Ugh. I have to like fix that. I have to do it over again. And it's hard. And even though I did that, what I did then for 100 days leading to my 50th birthday, I never filmed anything longer than 30 seconds. Nothing went over 30 seconds. Generally, it was anywhere from like 10 to 12 seconds long. That's how much of a snippet I did every day. And that even started to feel really like a heavy lift for me, particularly because after I did it, I would have to edit it. And that's when I started to lose
So with Reels editing and TikTok, first of all, you have to use your phone. Because if you don't record in the app, there are like, especially with, I think with Instagram, you can download your video if you haven't posted it, but it will not allow you to download the audio.
Right.
In other words, you have to post it in order to grab it. So what happens with me for Instagram is I do the whole thing in Instagram Reels. I post it, save it, delete it so no one can see it, but it has to go live or you can't get your audio. So you can't use a regular camera also because you know, it has to sync with the soundbite that's in Instagram and TikTok. Like you're choosing that audio. So you kind of have to hit record in those apps. So that kind of solves your, which camera am I going to use and where it's going to be? A desktop tripod has been good, but also I take it and I go here and I go in front of me and I look down at it and I look up at it. Like you can use your, as long as you hide, especially if you lean to one side, you can't tell necessarily that it's your arm that's doing it. You can sort of lean to the other side so it looks like the camera's up there, not your arm, if that makes sense.
No, it does.
Or selfie stick. I've got
my selfie sticks. But here's the problem with the selfie sticks. It's the, like, I haven't gotten the logistics of like, the when the audio, because those audios come in quick, right? So when the audio comes in, it's like, you have to be like, go! And
yes.
And if you have the thing, how do you press the, like, I don't have a remote control.
Both of them have a timer that does like a countdown. You can either, TikTok will either do a 3, 5, or 10. So like with 10, you hit the button and then you get in place across the room if you want. It's that far.
Right.
But like normally it's 3, 2, 1. But yes, Instagram has this weird bug where like you miss the first second of audio. So oftentimes you have to start before you can hear it. Which is really annoying. So that is another reason why I keep having to start over, because I get off sync because I can't hear the first second of the audio. But the timer helps with that, because you'll hear it if there's a timer. It helps with that. But like also there's some where like if it does come in right away, the timer will screw you up because you think you have an extra minute, but you don't. So sometimes it's easier to just be like, hello, you know, because you know it's right there. It just depends. So the ones that come in right away, sometimes it's easier to just do them right away because you know it's coming.
Right.
And also, I mean, but you can play with that. But yeah, there are logistics that I think are weird, but I don't know that I would necessarily let it prevent you from doing them. And the other thing is like, you kind of have to do them so you know which ones work for you and which ones you're funny doing, you know?
Like anything else, you have to do the thing. And what I have noticed, because I have played with some reels without faces, right? So you don't have to do, that's another thing. You don't have to do a reel with your face. You don't have to do a reel with a person, right? So I've done the non-person reels. But the key to a lot of that stuff too is exactly what you're talking about, which is the audio. The audio, the trending audios are the things that make people really love a lot of these videos versus how fancy the video itself is.
Yeah.
That's a huge boost. And this is another note, which I don't know how true it is for us. And then I think that there are some algorithms inside of Instagram that kind of are a little interesting.
Yeah, so they're both interesting.
I've done Libsyn Reels and I've done LC Reels, like meaning on my account.
Yeah.
My account, I've only done like a couple just to play around and they never went out, just messing around. But for Libsyn, I have done some in-app. But what's weird is inside of the Libsyn Instagram account, which is a company account, right? You don't get the same music as you do with the LC account. And my LC account is also a business account. So they're both business accounts. But I get a lot more musical choices for myself than Libsyn has on their account. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why that, like, you can search for a bunch of songs. Like, I can just choose a song and have that song come up. Whereas in the Libsyn account, those songs don't exist. They're usually like random songs that I've nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't even know what this is. That's interesting, too, when it comes to a lot of that stuff. And I do have a lot of audio saved for myself because there are some that I'm like, oh, my God, this is a genius audio. I have so many of them saved in there. Never done one of them. But I always think like, well, it'll be good at some point.
Yeah, you'll do it. You know, and also I save audio that I think would be funny if you and I did together. I do that a lot. There's ones that I think would be funny if you popped in. Yeah, but I'm thinking like, would we look like we're duetting each other like this? Like maybe it would have to be, you know, like us talking like this.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not really sure how we would necessarily do it, but I do hold audio thinking it would be funny if Elsie was this part and I was this part. Like Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor.
Well, we did do that one.
I haven't put it together yet because I can't find the audio where, like, I just want it to be that piece that goes too many dicks on the dance floor. Too many dicks. But, like, it has a whole verse in front of it so far that I want to get rid of. So I just haven't edited it together, but I would like to because I think it would be funny.
Yeah, I thought that I did. I know. I was bummed. I finally did something for you.
You did? What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I finally did that video for you and I scared you.
I will do it. I will. Yeah, that was...
You said I scared you
but
anyway.
But it was great, though. No, it was great, though. It was great. Sorry, I'm trying to find the ones from She Podcast, and it just, like, showed up out of nowhere. View profile. Let's see.
Terry asked me if my account a business or creator account. And you know what? In all honesty, I have no idea how to even find. I'm trying to find the information to see if that's the thing.
What did she ask? Wait.
Whether or not if it's a business or creator account, because there are...
Well, TikTok, you should be creator because
I'm not on
paid.
TikTok, dude. I mean, I have an account on TikTok, but I'm not on TikTok.
Right.
I think I'm a business account.
Yeah, I am, I think, too.
Yeah, I think I'm a business account. It says switch account type and then add new professional account. I don't even know what that is. There's like so many things that are happening on these places that it's like on IG. Yeah. The creator account. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I actually don't even know. But still, though. It is cray cray.
Hey, so if you are listening, follow us on Instagram at She Podcast and follow us on TikTok at She Podcast, please, so that you can help critique our reels and our videos and tell us what you like and maybe what you don't like and all these other things. I don't know. Just to help us out.
Yeah, I don't think that there's a lot of people, like, I don't think people know. That would be something for us to just pitch and just say, like, follow us on TikTok.
Right.
Because I don't think we've talked about that.
We haven't.
Follow us on TikTok. That would be fantastic. Yaha. I have one tool tip before we leave.
Elsie's tool tip.
So this is actually a really interesting thing that I just started to implement. And I don't know how long this has been out. And I believe Safari does this, but now Chrome does it as well. And you can have these tab groups. You can create tab groups. What's really neat is that you can name them. So let's say, usually I had like 50,000 tabs open and now I don't have 50,000. I have like 5, but every time that you tap on the group, it expands and it has all the ones that are in alignment with that. So meaning I live as of late on Google Drive because everybody uses Google Drive. Like in Libsyn, we use Google Drive all the time. She Podcast uses Google Drive all the time for like some of the She Podcast stuff that I do every week. And so now I can just tap on that and it goes and it expands all the different pages that I'm referencing and looking at and putting information with. So that's happening. And then I also have a social one. So if I tap on the social, it opens up like AgoraPulse, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whenever I have to go do things for social things and following up on stuff. So I'm like, this is fabulous because now I don't have to have all those tabs open all the time. I can just tap them. And they're great because you can color code them and name them. So you name them whatever you want to name them and you can change the color and just have them be the thing. So I'm like, this is fabulous because that way I can just put some things underneath a tab group that maybe sometimes, I don't know if you do this, but I definitely do this. I don't tend to close tabs that I want. It's kind of like a to-do for me. Instead of like, I leave them open because it's either, they require something. I either have to share that. I have to read the article. I have to reference it for, it's an example for something else needs to happen when I have this tab open. And usually they stay there forever. Mm. Like, I don't want to close the tab. I need it there. This will be great because that way I can just put that inside of that tab and kind of like call it something like to do.
Yeah.
And then I'll just put them into a tab and close it up. And that way it doesn't take up everything on my Chrome. So I just thought I'd share that.
Thank you.
It was a very nice little thing. I was going to create a She Podcast group so that it opens up our show notes and StreamYard. But then I realized I always have to click on the StreamYard.
Yeah.
So then it's, who knows, maybe I'll just have the StreamYard thing. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that.
Melissa says she's the same way.
Oh, good. Well, Sue, we have a kindred spirit. Yes. I have a kindred spirit.
Yes. So much so, yes.
So much so. Okay. I think we're finished for today.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for watching live if you've done so. And thank you for listening if you have not done so. You can find out when we're going to go live in advance by texting hello to
302-240-3425.
Yes, thank you. And that will let you know when we are going live as well as when some other things are happening. And you can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at She Podcast. So please check us out there. Thank you guys so much for listening. We support you and we appreciate you and we love you.
Mean it.
Bye.